The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 28 June 2021. Steve Elkins down there manning the guns in Florida. By the way, it looks like Texas is out of its drought. How long have we been in a drought here, Mike? A decade? Something like that? Well, last year it got really bad. I don't think it rained once during the summer. So bad that the clay was shrinking up and people's foundations were cracking and people like myself couldn't open up their back doors. Well, it's a more normal weather patterns is now taking over Texas here. It's the end of June and we've got rain. It's going to rain here for the next week. It's almost like I've been transported to God's sandbar.
Yeah, we get rain every day, every afternoon.
Yeah, just to keep the humidity and the heat up. Yeah. It's great. I just love Florida. Yeah. At any rate, before I jump into JoJo here, stumbling, bumbling Joe, evidently things aren't working out the way the globalists want them to. Otherwise, you wouldn't see stories like this. EU leadership is now fanatically dictating that Hungary and its defiant Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, must bow the knee to the pride flag, or else they must leave the European Union. Oh, is that all it takes? Okay, I'm out. Quoting Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, I think this is, the Telegraph describes massive pushback against the new Hungarian law which seeks to prevent the public promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism in front of children and minors. Rutte, the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, said Hungary must either leave the EU or repeal the law, which bans TV shows and other content as seen as championing the LGBT lifestyles for the under-18s. However, some Eastern European governments refused to join 17 of the bloc's 27 countries in a rare joint statement condemning a fellow member state. Other EU leaders, like European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, these people I've never even heard of, they're just little bureaucrats, folks, their names popped up, never be seen or heard from again, but have been claiming that the law actively discriminates against LGBT. Well, yeah, when it's society-crushing, yeah, I think it needs to be talked about. Orban said this week at the summit, homosexuality was punished, and I fought for their freedom and their rights. You know, when did this become an issue of freedom and rights? You can do anything you want with, and people have. This isn't anything new. Lesbianism and homosexuality hasn't. It wasn't a thing of just the 20th century. Folks, it's been around for a long, long time, as long as human beings have. But what the problem was, they started teaching it as being it's normal, it's healthy. This is the crap that they're teaching our children in schools in America, which the American public is finally waking up to. They thought it was cute when you saw these cross-dressers reading little stories to your children. Oh, isn't that great? It's all-inclusive. Oh, yes, we love you too. No, it's society-destroying is what it is. Now, the EU summit, which met This is acting as if declaration of war on human rights and is vowing to respond accordingly. Now, Western leaders have said they will bring Hungary to its knees over a law. To its knees. A little play there. Over the banning of the promotion of homosexuality in schools. Ursula von der Leyen. She says the Hungarian bill is a shame. It discriminates people on the basis of their sexual orientation and goes against the EU. Well, really? You know, I've said this repeatedly, Steve. You know, homosexuality, I've seen some people that are a few genes short of, you know, a complete string there. That, you know, you look at them and go, oh, gosh, you know, something happened to you and I'm very sorry. But this is a learned experience. Them preaching how homosexuality and lesbianism and transgenderism and, you know, you making up your mind in the second grade if you want to be a boy or a girl, that somehow that this is normal and healthy discourse. It is not. It is a taught program.
I agree. And now, on the website, you had something with the woke and the military. And the question I'd have for you is the generals at the Pentagon, John, the generals at the war room, the guys who sit up there and they devise their next war, what they're going to do, invasion. What is the selling point of woke and embracing transgender? What's the selling point on that when you think about your job is to make sure your military remains strong? What's the selling point on that?
There isn't one, but give me a half hour in the propaganda department and I'll come up with one.
I'll just tell you, I mean, it's you talk about a morale buster. Oh my gosh. You know, this is crazy. I don't recommend anybody going in the military. I'm sorry, but I just don't. It's not what was when I went in and you went in. And well, of course they're not defending the nation. They're simply doing nation building and new conquests and stealing resources for the corporations.
Well, these are the sorts of things that the older generation was trying to get their mind wrapped around, and then once discovering what they were up to, trying to teach the newer generation, and to what effect?
Yeah.
Don't know. Biden here. Let's get back to JoJo.
Okay.
The
Resident Biden.
Resident Biden, yes.
I like that.
I like it, too. He ordered military strikes, airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia in Syria and Iraq. Ah, here we go again. The long peace under Trump is over, and the new militarism under Democratic president, I'm not saying that the story is. Joe Biden is upon us. On Sunday, the U.S. conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia in Syria and Iraq. Now, as I get into this story, Steve, just jump in there when you see the bald-faced lies jumping out. The airstrikes targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border of Iraq and Syria, according to the Associated Press. Defense Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Huh?
Yeah.
That was one of those, you could have jumped in there, Steve. I'm sorry, these militias are so well funded and trained that they can use and they possess unmanned aerial vehicles?
Yeah, they don't have that kind of money.
No, they don't.
No, they don't have that kind of stuff.
But this is one of the reasons it was given why
if it's in print, then it's true, right? Isn't that what we keep hearing people say? Well, I saw it in the paper. It must be true. How much of what you read in the paper is actually true? No, they don't have the funding. They don't have the money to do drone aircraft. They don't have that.
Now, with the trigger-happy ones that have been in the Pentagon and in the government for a number of years, and folks, let me remind you once again, look it up if you do not believe me. In the entire history of this country, there have been only 4 years of peace where we weren't going and bullying somebody for political or economic reasons and flying under a different flag. We had World War I and World War I Part II, of which we should have never been involved in, but Korea, Vietnam, Middle East, 4 years of peace when we weren't hunting and killing something on this planet. But they described these airstrikes, Steve, as being defensive, saying they were launched in response to an ongoing series of attacks by Iranian-backed groups targeting U.S. interests in Iraq. And again, there's that term, interest. And what exactly are those? They'll never say, because there are none. The United States took necessary, appropriate, and deliberate action designed to limit the risk of escalation, but also to send a clear, unambiguous deterrent message. This is what Kirby said. Now, Mr. Kirby said the facilities were used by Iranian-backed militias, and on the tripe goes. Steve.
Well, you know, we bomb and invade other countries, John, to bring them what? Democracy? We don't even know what democracy is. Democracy for the people, the majority? We don't know that here. We got mandates, mass mandates, vaccine mandates they want to do now at you. Democracy is a made up word. It really is to make you feel and believe that you have a say so in some kind of decision making in government, and you don't have one. You do not have one. The people want freedom. Yeah, I want freedom too. What? What is freedom? If you think about it, John, the word mandate removes freedom and rights.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so what are we talking about for 4th of July? Mandates, 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 mandates. That says remove freedom, remove rights. So what the hell are you going to celebrate July 4th?
Well, here's another lie. Well, and there's a thread of truth through this, but the Food and Drug Administration on Friday, Steve, added a warning to patient and provider fact sheets to the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, indicating that they pose risk of myocarditis. And
pericarditis. Inflammation around the heart. Myocarditis is actually inflammation of a heart. You have cardiomegaly, a very large heart.
Now, here comes the grand lie. This comes after 300 million Americans have gotten vaccinated for COVID-19 as of June 11th, according to the CDC. Wait a minute. We got 30 plus million are illegals, shouldn't even be here anyhow. But what they're saying is, 300 million Americans have gotten vaccinated. That's a flat-out, in-your-face,
huge lie. Major lie. I don't know what they're at now. What they must be at, maybe 55%?
No, I don't even think it's over 50%. I really don't.
It might not be. Yeah.
But here we go. Now, just in time to put out these warnings by the FDA and the CDC, and the CDC comes out and says, oh, yeah, 300 million of you out there have already gotten vaccinated.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're lying about the numbers. What number don't they lie about, John? Think about it. All the numbers, they lie. They're going to try to use the domino effect and say, look, 90%, 80% of the people have got the jab. So come along, join us, get the jab, join us. They're trying to use this number to influence you to go ahead and get the jab, but they're not anywhere near the numbers they claim to be. Like you said, they might be at 40-50%, probably about right, probably about 40.
You know, this is how cockeyed Biden is. You know, look who he's putting up for to head the bat faggots, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and God knows what else. This guy is an anti-gunner. Period. But let's not stop there with JoJo. Biden's land management nominee pushed for population control and called children an environmental hazard. President Joe Biden, and again, the story says president. I didn't say it. The story says it, and I will recount the story word for word. President Joe Biden's nominee for director of the Bureau of Land Management described American children as an environmental hazard while pushing for slowing population growth in her 1992 graduate thesis. This is how you signal I'm ready to whore myself out for anything and anybody. Just make sure the payday is good. The Daily Caller reported on Tracy Stone Manning's thesis titled Into the Heart of the Beast, a case for environmental advertising, for which she was awarded a Master of Science degree in Environmental Studies. In her master thesis, Steve Manning, who has links to eco-terrorists, argued that Americans should have no more than two children. Breitbart reported her thesis, however, amounted to a public policy recommendation for the University of Montana described as environmental education. Stone Manning called for an advertising campaign to lessen procreation among Americans, ostensibly towards environmental ends. She produced a sample poster deriding a shortlist child as being an environmental hazard. Her political advertisement asked in its header, "Can you spot the environmental hazard in this photo?" It included the following response. "That's right, it's the cute baby. Americans believe that overpopulation is the only problem somewhere else in the world, but it's a problem here too. The earth is only so big, and we can tap into it only so often. In America, we tap in often and hard. We breed more than any other industrialized nation. At the same time, we suck up one-third of the world's energy." I won't bother with the rest of the story. You've got the essence of it.
Yeah. Well, just the other day, they pulled an old clip out from Ted Turner. And I don't know if you probably saw that, John, where Ted Turner was talking about decrease the population. He's a big-time eugenics guy. Decrease the population by 95%. A restart population of around 250 to 300 million people. And, of course, one of the independent media journalists said, Ted, you have five children. So, you know, these rules apply to the sheeple, the little people. They don't apply to the elites whatsoever. They're going to populate. Because you know why they have to populate, John? Because they have to have somebody to inherit all the wealth that they've made and stolen in their lifetime. They must pass on that wealth. So they're all about definitely having more children to make sure the inheritance doesn't disappear.
Well, you know, the Trump train is being loaded up again. Down in, I think this is Wellington, Ohio. Yeah, Wellington, Ohio. Trump, I think this was Saturday. He was at it again, and it doesn't appear to be... Doesn't appear that Trump has lost his magic here in America. This is... I'll save this to after the break, but folks, got to tell you something. There's a lot of people now that are pissed off. They went, Joe Biden and Kamala, okay, we'll try that out. Well, JoJo is hell-bent on firing up more wars in the Middle East, destroying what's left of the economy. Nobody to this date that I am aware of, Steve, has talked about the $1.9 trillion, and I don't know if this is the Green New Deal, the stimulus, oh, I know what they're calling it, the infrastructure plan, of which only 5% goes to infrastructure. And isn't it odd that a pedestrian bridge collapsed because it was not maintained in Washington, D.C.? Why? But, you know, don't look over there, folks. Don't look at stuff raining down in your head as you're driving down the highways and byways of America. The bridges that are rotted and on the verge of imminent collapse. Let's not talk about the infrastructure because, you know, that's just the periphery infrastructure. No, we need the almost $2 trillion for what? To 5% to go to actual infrastructure for repair? How many years ago was it, Steve, we needed $3 billion just to keep the stuff from falling down? How many years ago was that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We're going down the same path as the Soviet Union at the time, exhausting all our resources into military, and we're gonna collapse.
Well, when we get back from break, I'm going to make your day, Steve. Okay. We'll hear from President Donald Trump, of which I have no problem calling that guy president because in my mind, he's just on a unwanted hiatus. Shot at a time. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody...
All right, we are back.
Real quick here, I need to give Ed some new information on that Make-A-Wish. I've got some new information there that just came to me, I could say.
Okay.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation has made thousands of dreams come true for critically ill children over the last few decades, but over the last couple of days, the foundation came under fire for reportedly demanding children seeking a great wish get a COVID vaccination. On Sunday, the Make-A-Wish Foundation issued a statement clarifying its stance. The foundation on Sunday said it understands that many children seeking wishes can't be vaccinated because of their illness, and that Make-A-Wish will no longer require those children to get a vaccination for the COVID-19 coronavirus. There you go. New stuff.
James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hi.
So Orban won't go along with it. Orban of Hungary won't go along.
Yeah. Don't want the crap taught in schools to our children.
Yeah.
And he's threatened to, if that's all it takes... You know, look at Britain trying to get out of the, you know, if that all of would have taken.
Well, who said they were going to bring Hungary down to its knees? Who said that again?
Oh, God. I'd have to go back.
No, it's okay.
One of these little unknown bureaucrats, their name pops up as being some representative of the EU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if Orban's not going to go along with it, the Hungarian people aren't going to go along with it either. So they're not going to go down on their knees. I guarantee that. It's a con. It's all a con. Russia's not going to do it, are they?
Nope.
And China's not going to do it, right? What about Israel? Are they doing it?
I don't know. Is India doing it? What is that? The second most populous country on the planet?
Know.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing
it
either.
Know.
They're still pissed off about this injection crap, and they rejected it. Yeah.
That's a con, too, you see. So that LGBT, all of this stuff is a con. The shots are a con. The COVID's a con. It's all fake, except that the shots will kill you, see? So obviously the Hungarian people are not going to go along with it.
But not according to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because they're laughing up their sleeve and going, well, who cares about kids that are going to die anyhow?
Yeah.
Well, let's just shoot them up with a vaccine.
Yeah, well, that's been tried before. I believe this has happened before. This isn't the first time they've tried to whack humanity. But thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the call. I'm just yeah, what has come out recently here? Secret documents reveal Moderna sent coronavirus vaccine to North Carolina University weeks before the pandemic. What? That's got to be a conspiracy theory. Fashant Blushan, he put this on Twitter. An agreement dated 12/19/19 between Fauci's NIAID, Moderna, and Ralph Baric, who collaborated with Wuhan Institute of Virology to develop a more lethal coronavirus to infect humans, transfers the mRNA coronavirus vaccine tech to Baric weeks before the pandemic. Now, the confidentiality agreement, which we have posted on our site, folks. Go ahead and read and enjoy and pass it along. The confidentiality agreement, rather, states that providers, Moderna, alongside the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, agreed to transfer the mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna to recipients, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, on 12 December 2019. The material transfer agreement was signed the December 12, 2019 by Ralph Baric, PhD, at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and then signed by Jacqueline Quay, Director of Licensing and Innovation Support at the University of North Carolina, on December 16th. Now, remember, we're talking about what here? Gain of function, ladies and gentlemen. That Fauci said, oh, no, that's crap, not gain of function. No, that's not what that was about. The agreement was also signed by two representatives of the NIAID, one of whom was Amy F. Petrick, Ph.D., a technology transfer specialist who signed the agreement on December 12, 2019 at 8:05 a.m. We even have the time. The other signatory was Barney Graham, MD, PhD, an investigator for the NIAID. However, this signature wasn't dated. The final signatories on the agreement were Sonny Hamansu, Moderna's investigator, and Sean Ryan, the deputy general counsel. Both signatures were made on December 17th of 2019. A little bit more on this. The facts are coming out, but nobody wants to report on them, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. By the way, I want to go play that clip from Twitter, and as I clicked it on, it just up and disappeared right in front of my very face. Wow. I don't know how that's possible, but any rate, back to this Moderna and this investigation. But even at this point, they had not determined that an alleged new coronavirus was to blame, instead stating that pneumonia was of unknown cause. It was not until January 9th of 2020 that the World Health Organization reported Chinese authorities had determined the outbreak was due to a novel coronavirus, which later became known as SARS-CoV-2, with a resultant disease dubbed COVID-19. So why was an mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidate developed by Moderna being transferred to the University of North Carolina on December 12th of 2019? Well, perhaps Moderna and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases would like to explain themselves in a court of law. American lawmakers have already introduced the Fire Fauci Act with the intention to fire Dr. Fauci for misinformation with regards to COVID-19. This will bring Fauci's salary to $0 and require Senate confirmation to fill his position. In another major development, after over a year, Canadian authorities have released censored documents on deadly viruses stolen from Winnipeg to the Wuhan lab. Great Game India was the first to report the Chinese espionage story in January 2020. But then we have the confidential document, the document itself, that's not supposed to be for, well, inquiring eyes. Ah, Steve, it just...
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you got to ride the lie, you know, and that's what they're doing right now. One lie on top of another lie, because if they fire Fauci right now, John, it's the whole thing comes undone. And everything with the mask, social distancing, everything comes undone, the vaccines. So now they've got to ride the lie and continue with their dark horse there.
I want to see the clip of Trump reading the snake poem. Is that what I want? Can't we find anything online of Trump in Ohio over the weekend? Nothing out there?
Scrubbed it.
They scrubbed all of it.
Yeah, that must have been a pretty good rally then.
Oh, it was. A lot of people were there, and it looked like a Trump rally going back to, you know, when he was going for president back in 2015. It looked like one of the rallies. It looks the same, except Donald Trump looks younger.
I don't want to remind you also of all the people who voted for him.
Oh, geez.
The huge crowds they had, and then how did we lose this election again? How did we lose this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to remind people. Get them angry.
Well, let's switch directions here. Hillary Clinton, you know, it takes a village idiot to raise your children.
Yeah, yeah.
Her campaign official and founder of the children's organization, Joel Davis, she was a campaign official and a founder of the organization, Youth to End Sexual Violence. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his work, was arrested after engaging in sex with a child. You can't make this stuff up, folks. It's just not reported on. He was sentenced.
A deplorable party.
He was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Davis had over 3,700 images of more than 330 videos of child pornography, including numerous images of minors under 12 years of age.
It's terrible.
I think they. Oh, jeez, Joel Davis.
I kind of like Middle East justice on this one here.
Joel Davis.
What do they do? The beheading? Isn't it beheading now? I think that is.
I don't know.
Middle East justice. If you harm a child, you victimize a child. I believe they decapitate you.
Joel Davis.
I like that idea.
Joel Davis was a Hillary Clinton campaign official and founder of the organization Youth to End Sexual Violence. He was arrested back in 2018 after engaging in sex with a child. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his work.
Of course. Of course.
He was sentenced to 13 years in prison this week. Now, did I see that on MSLSD or CNN? No. No. No.
Well, I hope they put him in a cell with a couple bull queers. That'd be good punishment for him.
Well, you know what happens to people that are child molesters in prison?
Yeah, they actually kill you.
Yeah, they don't last
They'll
long.
Kill you. They'll kill you. Yeah. Sorry, I won't shed a tear on that one.
Well, Audrey Strauss, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, announced that Joel Davis was sentenced to 156 months in prison. Good luck with that. For enticing a child to engage in illegal sexual activity, 60 months for possession of child pornography, and 60 months for distribution and receipt of child pornography, all served concurrently. He previously pled guilty on January 16th of 2020 before the United States District Judge George B. Daniels also imposed a sentence. Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley. How you doing?
Hello, John. I was just curious. One question is, what 4 years weren't at war?
Jeez, I don't know. How many years have we been around? That's going to take some diving into, Harley.
I thought maybe you happened to know right off, John.
Nope. I have to research it out. Why are you interested, Harley?
Well, because, you know, I don't think we were at war right after the, you know, the revolution type thing. But John Paul Jones was our naval star. And he wanted to set up a navy for America. And he was told by Congress that they did not have the money to set up a navy. And then he was also told that Catherine the Great wanted him to come to Russia and fight for Russia in a war. And they sent him as an American officer, representative of America, to fight that war. So I was just curious if those were the word years or we weren't at war, but yet we were.
Okay.
That's why I asked that question. But the other thing I have is, I have kind of a request that something I've never heard yet, literally from anybody, is the causes and necessity of taking up arms. It seems to me like the time is ripe that that document needs to be brought forward and mentioned and read. I don't know, have you ever read that document?
You know, it seems to me years and years and years ago I did, but I cannot remember it. It just sounds, it's one of those things that you bring up and you go, yeah, I know what the guy's talking about, but I don't remember if I ever read the document on air.
Well, if you, well, yeah, on air, I don't know. But if you haven't seen the document, I know that I have actually mailed it to you once, and I believe twice. So maybe you never received it, I don't know.
Yeah, very well.
But it was passed, I was going to say it was passed by the Continental Congress on July 6th, 1775.
Well, I just pulled up here, Harley. It says here, at least one source of it. America has been at war 93% of the time, 222 out of 239 years. Since 1776, the U.S. has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth.
Does it give what years?
No, I've got to go back. There's some more information. I'll have to look it up, but I just got
it. Harley,
I was just curious.
Put it this way, it ain't a whole lot. Okay, so 40.
Well, I agree, John.
Yeah.
You know, what I really wanted to call was, you know, like I said, I never hear anybody talk about the causes and necessities of taking up arms. And I know that one of the statements in there is that they brought admiralty law, which is in our courts today at the county level, that they brought the county, or that they brought admiralty law to the local county courts. And that is where we stand today. That's, you know, that's the yellow fringe on the flag we always see in court.
All right.
And I might count a comment, too, on that area, that back in during the 80s or early 90s, I was asked a question by a place that I used to go quite a bit, sporting goods store, and they had their range, you know. And they said that it was on the news, and I think I sat there and listened to it, if I remember right, that it was on the news in Iowa that somebody captured the American flag and had his court case dismissed. And they say that what he did was hold up a lawful, you know, stars and stripes without the admiralty law on it with a witness that stated this was his flag, and the court didn't want to argue. They just dismissed the case.
So, all right.
I'll let you go with that, John. I just wanted those comments.
Thank you, Harley. Well, and it's one of those questions. Now, Steve, the question has been posed. What years weren't we at war?
I'll find it.
We'll dig it up.
Yeah, I'll dig it up. Look around.
You know?
See if I can find it.
Well, out of the
mouth. That's because war is so profitable, John. It's always economics, right?
Yeah.
Always economics.
No, the extension of politics is war. Yeah. Oh, you don't like our politics? We'll just bomb you into oblivion.
Yeah.
A 9-year-old girl, and this has gone viral. It's going faster than the speed of light. Now, hypocrisy is massive when a 9-year-old girl takes you to task for, and this was in the middle of a school board meeting, and this 9-year-old girl from Minnesota, she takes on, confronts her local school board, which she said had a policy contradicted its own no politics policy by displaying a Black Lives Matter poster in a classroom. The girl, who's only identified herself as Navali, is a student at an elementary school in Lakeview Area Schools, which serves the Dakota and Scott counties in southern suburbs of Minneapolis. Here is the clip.
Here again. The other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. Does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is. I judge by the content or the way they treat me. MLK said, I have a dream that one day my four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That dream has come true. I do not care or look at the color of skin, but you make me think of it. I have Asian, Mexican, white, Chinese, black friends, and I don't care. I like them because some of them make me laugh, some are sweet and kind, sporty, or share the love of God. They are just my friends. You have lied to me, and I am very disappointed in all of you. You cannot even follow your own rules. If you're going to do that, why do we follow any rules we deemed unfit or ridiculous? I'm not following your mask rule anymore, then. Get the posters out of our schools. Courage is contagious, so be courageous.
Well, you got to admit, this little girl puts Greta Thunberg to shame, doesn't she?
Yeah, they even had to get rid of Greta because the only thing she could do is make mean faces about, God, what a twisted little child.
That was one unhappy child, very disturbed child.
Yes.
Never smiled. Everything was mean.
Yeah. Well, they had to get rid of her because Greta lost her polish there, and they're trying to bring up new Green Deal people, and they're having a hard time finding intelligent people, the children especially, that could stand up to the scrutiny of asking simple questions about global warming.
Speaking of that, what is the deal with Tucker Carlson? I'm having a TIA, John.
Oh, my goodness.
Tucker Carlson, what is the deal on him referring to AOC as Sandy all the time? What is that all about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's calling her Sandy. And there was some school nickname thing. I don't know how you get Sandy out of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but there's a Sandy in there. I don't know if he's poking at her, making fun of her, but he's calling her Sandy all the time, Tucker.
Hmm. Don't know.
I don't either. Thought you might know that one.
Nope. I have no idea.
Probably just poking at her. Mm. He's still around. Mm-hmm. Surprised, aren't you? After coming out on the FBI?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised he did not get his walking papers on that one.
He's got the life expectancy of a housefly on TV. I keep saying that. It's just a matter of when the fly dies.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't pointed a finger at you know who yet. So if that happens, it's over. It's over.
Well, it's funny you should mention that because just as you were saying that, I'm looking at the 45 Jews in Biden's government so far.
So far. Well, we got to have our diversity, John. That includes Jewish people. We must have diversity.
But wait a minute. Is this representative of real numbers of Jews in America?
No, not at all.
Let me see. We got 13% black. We got 1.5% Jewish, but 45 of these people are in the Biden White House?
Yeah. That's the way it is.
See, my little clock went off in my head, and it didn't go off on your board because you had the pot pulled down. No, you didn't. Of course you didn't. We would only know that if I was right and we went on. Yeah. All right, we'll take
a break. Slow call day today. Where are these people? What's going on?
They're waiting for us to save the planet.
They're waiting for Big Bad John to come out.
Yeah, mean guy. Then nobody wants to talk to me, but they'll talk to you. Yeah.
We have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. Well, you mentioned callers, and I've got Stoney from Stone Mountain. Hello, Stoney.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I think you just touched on it when we can't talk about who we're supposed to talk about. And that even goes back to why the thief in chief just bombed Iraq and Syria. It's because his Blinken just went over in Rome and met with the Israeli defense minister. And right after that meeting, the bombing was ordered to bomb those people. But, you know, as in all laws of nature, where for every action there's a reaction, because Syria just bombed the U.S. base in Syria, which is there illegally anyway.
But you notice what they're not doing. They're not bombing Iran. Mm-hmm. And the reason, the main reason for that is that would upset Russia, and that would bring to the table a confrontation between Jojo and Pooty Poo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it hasn't been announced, but on some of the internet sites, Russia has moved all of its ships out of Tartus, out of the base in Syria, and moved it out into the Mediterranean. So Putin is expecting something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I like the man because he just refuses, and I like Orban, and it's the one of the, like you said, it's one of the EU fudge packers who wants to make all the other, you know, make all the other European fudge packers, and he doesn't want to go along with. I got some advice for you, Orban. Join Russia.
Yep.
That's all you have to do. And the guy from the Czech Republic, the president of Czech Republic, said, you know, he said, you know, I'm not against anything, but you know, these transgenders and whatever, they just make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, there's certain foods I don't like that make me throw up. Why do I have to like them? Because someone else wants me to like them.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Stoney, appreciate the call. As always, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Carol in Michigan, we'll make you the last call. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll make this quick. I just want to make a comment. I'm a 67 graduate of high school, and we had a nice person in school. His name was Alexander, first name, and we always called him Sandy. And that was way back in the 60s.
Huh. Really?
So just to let you know, I don't really know how and why, but that's what we always called him.
Well, we have two mysteries now. What years weren't we at war, and why is Tucker Carlson referring to AOC as Sandy?
Well, with Alexandria or whatever, AOC, I just wondered if that's why.
Well, that's like Anthony Sandy. And Tony. How do you get Tony out of Anthony? I never could figure that one out. Either.
Well, that's true too. So, anyways, just to let you know, great show, and keep going.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Parting shot there, Mr. Sandbar, miscreant.
No, go to the website. You've got some good articles on there today and through the week. Definitely find that Spike Protein is the Killer article. Please download that, print it out, send it to your attending physician with a nice, kind letter. Please read and respond back to me.
Isn't it amazing that Donald Trump is back on the Trump train, and well, now there's no clips available. He's trying to be eliminated and scrubbed from our memories and history.
Oh, the mainstream media misses him. They miss him so bad.
Do you know, Ted Koppel, I saw a clip of that clown that was on CNN, that I played the clip last week, that he was on C-SPAN and people were just hammering him.
Yeah, yes, saw that.
And he told him, he said, you know, your network's dead. You don't have Trump to pick on anymore. And he goes, oh, you're just trying to make a joke out of all this.
No, that's true.
No, it's true. All right, folks, thanks for being here today. Please, the end of the month, we got end of month bills and bills next. Support the network. Please, financially support us so we can fight these little buggers another day. It's starting to turn, folks. Thanks, Steve.
You got it.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.